Now that's very interesting.
It gets more interesting, but since you stopped it, let me mention something. When I was a kid, we had shop class, we had wood class, we had metal working class, there was auto shop, there was metal shop, there was wood shop. And even if you were a college prep kid, you had to take one of these things. I took wood shop and, you know, made a cutting board or something like that and a box. But the point was that there was a lot of kids, they got most of, you know, they kind of went in that direction. And then they became mechanics or plumbers or whatever they became because they weren't interested in going to college. Why should everyone go to college? Some people don't want to go to college. But now they push everybody either go to college, take some AP, you know, get into the best school you can. And then what do you do? Like he said, you work in a cubicle. But I didn't realize it until he mentioned it. But now I think about it, they have dismantled all these shop classes, so no schools have them anymore. And they also, they're dropping PE, so you have a bunch of fat kids. Kids don't, you know, they don't have any place to.
No music and no art. Yeah.
And another one that disappeared first, which I think began the whole process, was home ec. Until the 80s or 90s, home economics, which actually was a requirement for women or girls who were in high school to take whether they liked it or not. Now we have an entire generation, no offense to those who were insulted by home ec, but we have an entire generation of women who can't boil an egg.
You know, John, it's all part of the plan. Say it with me now. You can't boil an egg. You can't fix your car.